Say that again.
You know, I really love your gold droplet earrings.
Perfect. Now fast forward to the gifting.
How did you know?
Shop Etsy for personalised jewellery, custom artwork, vintage pieces, home decor and more. For original gifts that say, I get you. Etsy has it.
Here we go again. Running a small business, I should be used to early mornings. Gotta stay ahead of the competition. After all, the early bird catches the sun loungers by the pool.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards your dream holiday.
Right by the bar as well.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus subject to status.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself a tasty free delivery too. Because when you sign up to Delivery Plus, you get member perks like free delivery on eligible orders from restaurants, groceries and shops. Delicious. Sign up to Delivery Plus today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, minimum spend, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Long distance orders and some partners excluded. See delivery.co.uk/legal for details.
The Big Wicks event is now on. From tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and more, we have everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. Shop the Big Wicks event in store and online now.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. GPs are warning a global shortage of ADHD medication is causing people to self-medicate. An increase in demand and manufacturing issues is causing a lack of supply of Ritalin and other prescription medications. The government will announce £13 million worth of funding to help steel workers affected by job losses. Its aim is to support those affected in Port Talbot in South Wales after Tata closed its blast furnaces. Around 2,000 jobs have been lost as the company moves to greener production. 80% of state school staff say more children are coming to lessons with poor personal hygiene in the last year. Dirty uniforms, unbrushed teeth and frequent head lice are all on the rise. And US President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Caroline Leavitt to be his White House press secretary. The 27-year-old will become the youngest ever person to hold the position and acted as his spokesperson throughout the election campaign.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Wales manager Craig Bellamy says he'll know a lot more about his side after this evening's trip to Turkey in the Nations League. They're unbeaten in four games and still have hopes of reaching the top tier of the competition. Wales will be without injured Leeds captain Ethan Ampadu. New Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says he's relaxed about the challenge facing him at Old Trafford. He's officially taken charge and has set his sights on delivering a first Premier League title for United in more than a decade. Amorim's told the club's MUTV channel he feels he's now where he belongs.
The history of this club. All the people are hungry for success. This is the place I want to be. Also because of that. Because you can be part of something special.
And in last night's big boxing match, spoiler alert if you've not watched it yet, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson has been defeated by YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in their fight in Texas. The 27-year-old beat the 58-year-old by a unanimous points decision.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
A bright day with scattered showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland, cloud and rain moving south through England and Wales throughout the day. Highs of 13 Celsius.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Reach out, touch base. Time when we discuss things that perhaps weren't in the news bulletin but might have been. Angela?
Yes. I saw a news item, John, this week about the Swedish Minister for Gender Equality, who is called Paulina Brandberg. Mm-hmm. And she has...
I believe
has,
you.
Yeah, well, you could Google it if you don't.
I believe you, mate. Why would you lie?
It'd be a strange thing to lie about. I mean, I lie about a lot of things on this show, but that's not it. And she has sent a memo out to ask people not to eat bananas in the office where she works, not to have bananas, because she is phobic of bananas. And do you know what a banana phobia is called?
Oh, I would have said that, a banana phobia.
Exactly that, yeah.
It's not, it is that.
Yeah, which I thought was disappointing, because usually they, like, I've got a phobia of fish, but that's called ichthyophobia.
And it gives
usually
you the ick.
Fancy neck, it gives me the ick, that's right, yeah. John, yeah. But yeah, banana phobia. So there you go. Have you got a weird phobia?
No, I don't. I'm not scared of anything, actually, so shut up. did I come across all right there?
Yeah, yeah. It didn't look at all defensive, John. Don't you worry about that.
The dark, the concept of time, other
emotions,
people, the changing seasons. No, I'm not. I do know of somebody with a phobia of sponge.
Oh, yeah, I can understand. Well, I've got trypophobia, you know, so it's anything with sort of holes in, that kind of, or any... Like naturally occurring circles is the way I describe it. Really makes me shiver. I can't.
It's an oddly common one.
Yeah. That, when I was growing up, I knew it made me feel weird, but I didn't have a word for it until much older.
back in the day when I used to consume the flesh of the dead.
Oh my goodness. What he means, listeners, vegan. Is when he ate meat.
Yeah. I ordered a seafood platter.
And oh, you're going to say octopus?
No.
No.
One of the prawns was carrying babies.
Oh, yeah.
So I turned it upside down and all the eggs were underneath.
No.
And that is a moment I'll never forget as long as I live. And it is one of those odd moments where you think, well, I'm happy to eat you, but that makes me feel sick. And I have a spider's web now in my porch that has... The spider has clearly laid eggs and I can't reach it. It's right up in the corner.
Oh,
I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, you're going
to
have a lot of spiders.
I know. Technically, I'm a vegan, but I tell you what, if there was a humane way of those spiders being born inside the Hoover, for example, I would
be
okay
with that. The Hoover. What I'd do, John, is I'd Hoover them up and I would throw away the Hoover.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I would do in that situation. The prawn thing, because I've got like a... I don't like fish and I don't like sea creatures much. And I once,
that's the clip for next week.
I once went to a restaurant with my cousin Stephen and some other family members, and I ordered a paella.
Name check for Stephen, but nobody else.
Well, he's important in the story, that's okay. Why. So I ordered a paella and it came with like shell on prawns on the top. Yeah. So I was about 12 at the time, and Stephen said, if you go to the loo, by the time you come back, I'll have dealt with the prawns for you. So he did that, and I came back and he dealt with the prawns, so it was fine. I started eating and he started laughing and he put the prawn heads on his fingers and he just like lifted them up like puppets behind the table and started doing Diana Ross of the Supremes with them. Could you keep me hanging on with his prawn heads on his fingers? So I don't like prawn heads.
And did that help the phobia or make it worse?
No, it made it worse.
Well, I support your rejection of your cousin, and I support the Swedish minister, I have to say, because I'm not phobic of bananas, but I quite happily live the rest of my life without seeing somebody else eating a banana, which always makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're not an easy food to eat in public, are they?
No, they're not. They shouldn't be allowed to be consumed in public. Behind closed doors, please. We've got toilet cubicles. There should be little banana cubicles everywhere. You want to eat a banana, just pop in there, mate. Nobody needs to see that. I've got a new story coming up that is also animal related and reminiscent of the great era of Scooby-Doo, I think.
Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Devilish and warm, can I be your man? Hey, 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 hey. Rising in the desert, and I'm catching little light.
Angela.
John.
Have you heard of Operation Bear Claw?
I don't think I have, no.
Sounds pretty serious, doesn't it?
Sounds very sort of Cold War spy, which is my kind of thing.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? If I told you that Operation Bear Claw involved the arrests of four people and financial benefit of over £100,000, you would be thinking, wouldn't you, this is some sort of international espionage, this is perhaps a drugs thing.
Heist.
This is a man in California who put on a bear suit and pretended to break into his car and cause damage to file an insurance claim. there's footage online. Once you know it's a man in a bear suit, it becomes absolutely hilarious. So somehow they've managed to get, and they successfully put in three claims totaling $141,000, £111,000. People got onto them. This is the problem. I would say if that's, you know, I don't know why they needed the money, perhaps, you know, and I would say of all the people to be sympathetic with, the insurance companies are not one that many people will feel too sorry for.
No.
If your thing is, why don't I just dress as a bear and smash my car up? Suggest you're on a certain sort of route one.
How
level.
Much damage do you have to do to a car to be £100,000? That would be, I would need 100 of my car in order to get that.
it's a Rolls Royce Ghost, so the car itself is worth £100,000. And there are claw marks on the leather seats and the leather lining of one of the doors. Oddly, nothing on the outside, which suggests the bear somehow used the key, which would be the first point of problem. It's then the investigation that the insurance companies have to go through. So what first raised the alarm is they submitted three different claims to three different insurance companies for the same night and the same damage on different cars. So it suggests some sort of rampage where this bear, and they all came from the same address, so this bear has targeted one house. Nobody else has seen a bear or heard of a bear.
This bear's just got this vendetta against this one man and his cars.
Gone to this one house, used the key to get inside, scratched up a few seats, and then left. So then what they did is they issued a search warrant for the house.
Yeah.
In the house, they found a bear suit.
I mean, surely that is insurance fraud 101. If you're going to pretend to be a bear to make an insurance claim, hide the bear suit. Bury it in the garden.
You've got the money at this point. You've got the 100 grand.
Yeah, you're home and dry. You're not going to need that bear suit again.
There's pictures of the bear suit. It does just look like Bungle from Rainbow. and I'll point out again, the footage looks fairly good.
Maybe it would have been better if the claim had said, Bungle from Rainbow has attacked my car. That would be more believable.
He's hit on hard times.
Yeah.
But even I think as an insurer, I go around your house, I find a bear suit with razors attached to the claws. That's my job done. They had to go further. The line for me is, to confirm that the footage showed a costumed human and not a bear, department officials asked for the assistance of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife biologists, who determined that, in quotes, it was clearly a human in a bear suit.
I love that they had to get a specialist to confirm that.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to be prosecuted by the San Bernardino County District Attorney. It's one of those, I'm not sure how I feel. Obviously, it's insurance fraud, but the gift that you've given the world of comedy.
Right.
I hope they don't get judged too harshly.
Yeah, you've given everyone a laugh. And again, got to admire the chutzpah.
I sort of hope that if there is a trial, they turn up in the best. Just keep pushing it as far as it'll go.
The razor claws will set off the metallic alarm thing as you walk into the courtroom.
I am actually a bear, and you can't prosecute me.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Hello, you. Sounds like you could be missing out on savings on your mobile bill and paying more than you should. It's time you woke up.
You.
At Uswitch, our experts negotiate with providers to get exclusive Black Friday season deals, so you could switch and save on your mobile bill. Now that's a wake-up call. Uswitch. We put you first.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
This Christmas at Asda, enjoy the cozy moments with our exclusive Jingle the Reindeer range. Woo-hoo! Including sweet treats from 85p, super soft throws for just £4, and family of matching PJs starting from £6 for the little ones.
Go big or go gnome.
That's right, Nome. Only at Asda. The gnome of Christmas. Asda, that's more like it. Selected store subject to availability. Jingle PJ £6 to £14 each. Jingle sweet treats £85p to £3.50 each. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
Benenden Health provides private health care for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private health care. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wet periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4 and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers. All with an extra £1,000 off. Plus a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price, subject to eligibility.
Whether you're singing songs dressed as a traffic cone at the Alley Pally, roaring yourself hoarse on the first day of Cheltenham, or hugging a complete stranger after a 98th minute win. At Virgin Bet, we always want you to have a great time without ever losing track of your betting. So whilst there's no such thing as a dead cert, it's a good bet will help you keep it fun and safe. Visit our safer gambling hub for more info. Virgin Bet, a good bet. Bet responsibly. 18 plus, gamblerware.org.
John Richardson.
John Richardson.
He needs another name than that, I would have thought.
Yeah.
John Richardson. He should call himself Richardson John.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
I know it's not about me. I'm having a lovely morning.
Oh, good, John. That's the most important thing, really, as long as you're enjoying yourself.
You were a little bit grumpy and tired when you arrived.
I was.
How are you feeling?
I've perked up, John. It has been a really good morning. And we've had loads of texts in from people, which is always really nice.
About the food.
About the food that they want banned. We've had Jules. You've been thinking about it.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've got a couple. See what Jules says.
Jules says, can we please banish pretzels?
Yes.
She describes them as bite-sized morsels of rich tea biscuit drenched in a mire of burnt egg white and smothered in salt. Absolutely foul. I like a pretzel, Jules.
Well, we've heard both sides of the argument there. It's like question time, really, isn't it? I think one thing and then I hear someone else speak and I think, well, I don't know anymore.
Well, we've got balance on this show, John. That's the most important
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. But I am on the side of Jules, I'm afraid.
You don't like a pretzel?
Don't like it. And I tell you what, because they look delicious. Mm. And they look delicious in cartoon form as well. And the first time my daughter had an actual, like the big bread thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An actual pretzel. She was so disappointed.
Oh, but when they're hot and covered in cinnamon and sugar.
This wasn't. This was just a salty
plain one.
Bread. Yeah,
the salty bread's a bit of a... But I like the little crispy ones. They're all right.
Little crispy ones.
All right, we'll compromise. How about Richard from Chesterfield?
Ban him.
Okay,
oh, no,
he's
sorry.
Gone, right? No.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
He says, hi, John, although he has spelt John with an H, so...
No.
I think we know where this is going. Yeah. He says, I would nominate coleslaw to be banned. It smells rank, looks unappealing, and he then says something I can't say on the radio. he says, my wife eats it and it will form part of the divorce proceedings if that ever comes to pass. Wow.
Well, let me tell you the thing about coleslaw. If he means the coleslaw you buy in a supermarket in a plastic tub that has been crying in there, just cabbage that has been weeping slowly into mayonnaise over a period of weeks, he's absolutely right. But without sounding like one of those food people that everybody hates, if you go out and you go to a restaurant, you get a good coleslaw, like crunchy veg in a zingy salsa.
I don't
mind it. It's very much the same with potato salad.
Yeah.
You buy that horrible, translucent, hard potato. It's foul. You go to a barbecue in the summer and someone's made one fresh with decent potatoes and a bit of...
That's good. Why do they make the store bought potato salad out of hard potatoes?
I don't know. There must be something in it.
It must
have to cook them so they don't break up or something. But the little cubes, because they look like vomit.
They're sad. They make me sad. John, we've had a text here. Now, I'm suspicious of this one because it's from Sue in Norfolk. And I'm wondering if this could be a Matt Ford answer to Sue in Clifton. You never know. But it just says, sweet corn is wrong on every level.
No, incorrect.
Yeah, I disagree with that as well. I love a bit of sweet corn, It's good
stuff. The ones I was thinking about, I know you can't ban protein, but I would ban the addition of protein to any food that itself doesn't have. I'm very tired now of seeing protein added to things.
Yeah.
I'm not weightlifting.
Yeah. Are you not, John?
No, I was born with this body.
That's natural.
I'm very lucky. Yeah, that's all natural, mate. That's just from carrying the weight of the world.
I mean, that's getting clipped out, isn't it? Somewhere along the lines. I can't. John's going to clip that out and go, do you remember that time Barnsley said, whoa, mama, when thinking about my body?
Mama. It's because we were talking about Scooby-Doo earlier. This is a controversial one and you can answer quickly if you like. I think I want to ban nuts. Anybody likes nuts.
Mm.
They're foul. And the thing is, when I see somebody eating nuts, I really hate them. Because nothing says I'd rather live forever than enjoy my life than somebody choosing nuts as a snack.
John, I'm just holding up the packet of cashew nuts I've got in front of me. They're mine, yeah.
No, why are you eating nuts?
Cashew nuts are the only ones I like. Other nuts, I don't believe people really like them because they just get stuck in your... I don't think anyone's ever eaten a nut because what happens is you chew a nut and it just hangs around your mouth forever. No one has ever swallowed one.
They're disgusting. And they're just like bad crisps.
Yeah.
That's all they are. We had the nut. We evolved. We added salt and vinegar flavouring to it and flattened it out. You've got crisps now. You don't need nuts anymore. I'm pleased you agree with me.
Yeah,
Thank
I do.
Thank you very much. Cheers, mate. Rock and roll football is back. I say it's back, it never went anywhere. It's here all the time. It's your ever-present friend on a Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock this afternoon, Matt Ford and Chris Skull, for an international break special. Earlier, you may have heard, you will know if you listen to the show, we've been pranking Fordy. I ask you to get certain words into your texts. On his show last week, the challenge was tree-based references in your messages, and we got this beauty.
Dave in Sevenoaks says, trainers, you should be so lucky. I'd have killed for a pair. My parents thought they were too American. So even when they relented and stumped out for a pair of jeans, so he managed to convince them to get him jeans, but he still had to wear them with a pair of mahogany brown hush puppies.
So listen, that was supposed to be it. We've had Sue from Clifton. I've had me fun.
Come clean.
Can I reveal who that was? That was our producer. We've all had a bit of fun. We've all had a bit of fun with Matthew Ford. And you'll have heard earlier, I confessed to Matthew live on air that that's what we've been doing, and I made peace and I said it's done now. Now, as far as I'm concerned, he's never more vulnerable than now. He thinks he's safe. He's strolling down that alleyway. He hasn't looked over his shoulder at all. I think let's go for one last week.
John!
Just because he's not expecting it, is he?
Being friends with you is scary. Do you know that? It is.
You make your choice. So I think let's really just go for it this one last week.
Okay.
I'll send one in. But since we've discussed, off the back of a worldwide and shocking Tara Masalasa shortage, we discovered Angela Barnes's fish phobia.
Yep.
Ichthyophobia.
Ichthyophobia. Well done, John.
Ichthos, the little fish symbol.
That's
that you see
right.
On the back of the car that says, I'm going to drive slowly.
and not park very well.
Oh, I did a park this week. I had my mum in the car and I reverse parked. And she went, well, what a shame I was the only one here to see that.
Oh, I bet you were proud though, eh?
Oh, delighted. But it's sad that she knows that my first thought was, well, that should have been filmed. Anyway. While he's vulnerable, let's get as many fish references into rock and roll football if you can today. You know, there is some straightforward ones, straightforward names of fish. Bonus points this week for seahorse, pufferfish and piranha.
Mm.
As the resident huge football fan on the show, Angela, do you have any suggestions?
Well, I need to ask you some questions first, John.
Oh,
is
God,
there a footballer with the name Ray?
Oh, I mean, there has been, historically. There was Ray Wilkins.
And
there
what
was Ray
about
Parler.
With the surname Mann, M-A-N-N, maybe?
Ooh, I think there is a man somewhere.
Because
I
wondered if
men.
You could get a pass from Mann to Ray.
Oh,
do you like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. You could describe one player in the Open as, like, the free man. So the or the, you know, the,
nice.
The free man pass to Ray.
To Ray, then, the free man to Ray.
I thought you were going to say Stingray.
Oh, yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Any others?
When's the Premier League back? I've got the memory of a goldfish.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he'll go for that.
Yeah, he won't see that coming.
He's already forgotten the conversation we had earlier. And if you're worried, you know, that I have betrayed him by saying we were finishing or not, just remember how rude he was to me. Unbelievably rude, I thought. Said he never listened to my show, as did most of the country. And also said, lions do not concern themselves with the lives of sheep.
That was a low blow.
That was a very low
but
blow.
But that came from, you know, I mean, that was spontaneous and in the moment. That's been festering. He's been saving that up for years of your friendship, John, you
could
tell.
Yeah, you could hear it, couldn't you? Yeah. Well, Sue from Clifton will be back today, so will Phil from Reading and anyone else I choose to be as I bombard his show. Fish references, please. Rock and roll football, 2 o'clock.
John Richards
and the John Richardson Show. Radio.
Sundays should be about keeping things simple. A lie-in, a roast, maybe a walk in the park with the kids. You can even get ahead with the Christmas shopping. And in the spirit of keeping it simple, we've teamed up with Tesco. They've got a huge range of gift cards for every taste to make your Christmas shopping a doddle, whoever you're buying for, whatever they're into. There's a huge range you can buy online or when you're doing your shop, starting at just £10. And when that's done, you can relax with the Absolute Radio Request Show with Claire Sturgis and Danielle Perry on the Sunday Night Music Club. Sundays and Christmas shopping done with gift cards from Tesco. Subject to availability. Selected Tesco stores only. T's and C's apply.
I am a dull presentation in a dull office. I am forgettable, boring, and everywhere.
And I am a Canva presentation for a big, shiny business deal. I am clear, confident, and bold.
I'm a Canva presentation for a charming soiree, elegant, graceful, like a nice cup of tea on a lovely afternoon.
Me, I'm like a Canva prezzo for a trendy campaign, so hot, so now, so viral.
Choose from thousands of designed presentation templates on Canva. Design against dull.
Love my Toyota Corolla, I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy, my kids love it.
Slow maintenance, looks great, worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah, plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla, me no board for Sunday. Ehi meri peli garsi, ehi me honchilondia.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Hello, you. Sounds like you could be missing out on savings on your mobile bill and paying more than you should. It's time you woke up. At Uswitch, our experts negotiate with providers to get exclusive Black Friday season deals, so you could switch and save on your mobile bill. Now that's a wake-up call. Uswitch. We put you first.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50, that works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health, healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years, and that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali, and this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe, which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
139 at McDonald's gets you a delicious cheeseburger. 139 at a concert gets you...
Test.
McDonald's save a menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery, subject to availability.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio 90.
Boy. Here we go.
Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Christmas cash countdown.
Christmas cash countdown.
We're counting down to Christmas with something everyone would like to have under the tree. Cash.
You can win £400,000.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Online entries cost £2.50 at absoluteradio.co.uk. Or call 0330-880-4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this Rayo Network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 22nd of November at 5 p.m.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £400,000 with our Christmas cash countdown.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, Angela.
Okay.
This is the tidiest show on radio. We leave no threads unpulled at, so we've talked about a lot of things today.
We
Good
have.
Good luck to you here,
I've
say.
Got a lot to wrap up here.
Good luck to you, mate.
Yeah, well, for a start, going back to your literally crumbling, which we imprisoned somebody for today. This is from Mark in Ware, who says, I haven't seen the show your listener was talking about, but I'm visualising a woman who is literally the consistency of an OXO cube and is only held together by the foil she's wrapped in.
Oh,
that's quite a vision, isn't it?
It's sort of resident poet style language, that.
It is. Maybe send in a poem, Mark, from where. You've obviously got a flair for language.
Mm.
We've got a bit of smugness here, I'd say. This is from Joe in South Lanarkshire. It says, good morning, not only... And this was sent at 8:48. So not only am I up and dressed, I've been out on a run, got the food shop in, grabbed a coffee and is heading to the hairdressers.
But got the shopping while you're out on your run?
That's not a run, is it? Imagine if she's running with the shopping, that's extra weight. That's, you know.
Well, I also think it's disgusting for everyone else in the supermarket. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, did you not shower before you went to a supermarket? Joe.
Come on, mate.
We've got Kazan has said that she would like, this is talking about foods we'd like to ban forever. Mm-hmm. Olives. That's a bit, it's one of those, isn't it, olives? That I remember the first time I had an olive, I was quite young and thought it was a grape. Now that's a disappointment.
Yeah, I've done a similar thing with a gherkin and a chilli pepper.
Oh.
Yeah, much more painful.
Which way round? You thought the chilli pepper was a gherkin?
I was informed that a chilli pepper was a gherkin as a prank.
Oh, but you're not bitter about it, that's the main thing.
No, I think that's the start of when the hemorrhoid kicked in, to be honest, at your age. The trauma of that working its way through.
Let's change that topic quickly.
Mama.
We've got an update on the mountain debate, the cave in the mountain.
Yes.
Now, this is from Jess from Leon C. I think this is a good point. Jess says, but the top of that mountain is still the surface of the earth. It's just higher up. So technically you can have a cave at the top of the mountain as long as the cave is below the top of the mountain.
Listen, I've got a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I like it when an issue is resolved. What I don't need is 9 minutes before the end of the show, someone saying, oh, that thing you thought was a fact, that's not a fact.
Curveballs. John. Right. It's all about the curveballs.
Anyone else?
Okay, we've got... now, John, I just want to reiterate, before I read out this text...
Yes.
We do not need you to finish this poem, and you'll see why.
Okay.
Because this is from Craig, who says, "There once was a woman with a bucket. Should I write a poem?" No, Craig.
No, thank you.
You shouldn't. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks, Craig, but no thanks. And
name for the podcast?
Well, can I... the name for the podcast, I think it's got to be "Oh Mama, It's a Bit Partridge."
Definitely "Oh Mama, It's a Bit Partridge." I was going to go with "Angela's Fishes," but I think that's a little bit too on the nose.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
"Oh Mama," a definite highlight. Thank you for joining in today. It's been an absolute pleasure. We will be back next week. It's Rock and Roll Football from 2. Don't forget, for your fish references, massive thank you to Charlie, Will and Jeff for looking after the show today. Thank you and belated happy birthday to you, Angela.
Thank you, John. Many happy returns.
And happy birthday to Kerry Godliman, whose birthday
happy
will
birthday,
be tomorrow,
Kerry.
Who joins me next week. Coming up, it's Sarah Champion. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
It's easy to use, the people are friendly on the telephone, you can always get a problem solved.
Amazing customer service you have provided, like, I'm so happy to start with you guys.
Oh, we're really glad to have you as well.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Tombow LG OLED TV from Currys. It has self-lit tech that gives perfect contrast, colour accuracy and detail.
Ooh. Since he's binged a new series, rewatched his favorite movies, watched his team play, and now he's typing in his Currys receipt number to claim his guaranteed cash reward between £50 and £100,000 when you buy any LG OLED TV. Hey! Everyone's a winner. Currys, beyond expectations. End 2nd of December, $1,100K prize available. Claim online with receipt after purchase. Terms apply.
Are you a glasses lifter-upper and peer underneather? Or perhaps a peep over the topper? You could even be a peek around the cider. Actually, forget that. It's impossible. Either way, at Specsavers, we get what you're up against. So why not come and see us about becoming a varifocaler? With varifocal lenses, you'll see close up, far away, and everything in between. And they're free, with a single pair of glasses from £70. Includes standard varifocal lenses only. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
Sometimes it feels like we're living in a world where everything is fake. Fake news, fake ID, fake people. But when it comes to relationships, you want something real. Welcome to realpeopledating.com. Find someone like you, on your wavelength, looking for a genuine relationship. Real life, real people, real dating. Go to realpeopledating.com.
Breathe it in. That new car smell. It comes as standard with every brand new car found on Auto Trader. And there's no need to hold your breath. Because we have thousands of brand new cars ready to roll. Brand new cars found at Auto Trader.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
There's a new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Rayo. Download it for free now.
Or stay here for the latest news. Next.
Hey Sainsbury's, can you help me work some magic for my veggie in-laws?
Absolutely. I'd go with our creamy vegan roast carrot galette or our handmade dinky dim sum selection. They look just like mini vegetables. Am I right, BFG?
Way better than any snozcumber.
Looking for something that'll knock everyone's Christmas socks off? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability in selected stores and online, excludes locals. Dim sum from 20th of November, galette from 4th of December.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. A new fund has been announced to help steelworkers who've lost their jobs in South Wales start new businesses. They'll be able to apply for a grant of up to £10,000. The blast furnaces at Port Talbot were turned off in September with the loss of around 2,000 jobs. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has been giving a speech at the Welsh Labour Conference in Llandudno, where he's hailed a path of change. Farmers gathered outside in protest over changes in inheritance tax announced in the budget. Estates worth more than £1 million will be hit with a 20% levy. There are concerns that a shortage of ADHD medication is pushing people to turn to drugs and alcohol. The Royal College of General Practitioners says issues with supply are resulting in people self-medicating. And 80% of state school staff say more children are coming to lessons with poor personal hygiene in the last year. Dirty uniforms, unbrushed teeth and frequent head lice are all on the rise.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Wales look to continue their unbeaten start under their new boss when they face Turkey later. Craig Bellamy's men have two wins and two draws from their opening four matches in the Nations League. Midfielder Joe Allen, who's recently come out of international retirement, says they've hit the ground running under Bellamy.
Players, the group have responded really well to Craig and his staff coming in. They've had an instant impact on
yeah, how we play. The players have grasped everything wants to do, have full belief in it.
Tottenham will hope to claim North London bragging rights when they take on Arsenal in the Women's Super League this afternoon. England will hope to avoid a sixth defeat in their last seven rugby union matches this evening. Today's visitors to Twickenham are reigning world champions South